This is Bucky McCaw. Welcome back to the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Regarding the airing of repeats and my absence these final 5 weeks of 2012, I believe Vermont listeners will have received a report from Carl Ettinger during Relocalizing Vermont, explaining where I've been. And I sent out notifications to the other regular broadcasters I know about. Not everyone informs me they play the show, which is okay with me, but I do love to make contact with broadcasters and listeners. In any case, I'd like to say in my own voice, I've missed you. What happened was one morning I got to my regular day job, and I was informed I'd be taking a temporary assignment as the logistics, statistical, and congeniality specialist at a disaster assistance center operated jointly by FEMA and New York City government to help people impacted by Hurricane Sandy to access services available to them, ranging from home repair and temporary housing assistance and food programs to concrete transitions for people whose homes were destroyed, legal assistance, counseling, and really basically everything governmental, nonprofit, and even some private on-the-fly stuff was available. I really had no way of anticipating this gig, and I certainly was not prepared that I'd be assigned to the Staten Island site, a 2-hour commute, and that I'd start at 12 hours, 7 days a week, which gradually diminished. It's been interesting and rewarding work, and I guess I got that change of pace I was wishing for after 5 years of routine, proving the axiom, be careful what you wish for. But I had to temporarily sacrifice a few things, the broadcast being one of them. I regret that I simply had no time to finish editing the series of interviews we recorded in the WGDR-GDH broadcast zone, or the correspondent episode on the Tour de Boise. Never mind producing seasonal or topical episodes. But although I'm still in transition in many ways, I am finally in a place where I can continue with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. My first show in the new year will be the long-deferred report on the September 2012 Tour de Coupe in southwest Idaho, a special event for me as I got my start as a chickener and chicken radio evangelist in Boise, Idaho, when chickeners were still an under-the-radar community. I'll then continue where I left off with my Vermont coop profiles, Brian Holm, Steve Miracle, Carl Hammer, Wilmer Brandt. Since the series has already been broken up, I'll probably intersperse the profiles with an editorial episode or two. Meanwhile, the Bacaw flock of 3 miniature Sarama hens is back in our 1-bedroom apartment. Their summer camp visits over, and their internships with an urban flock down the street disrupted by the hurricane. It was exciting at first because they laid a whole bunch of eggs, and just around the time we got a little tired of having them underfoot, they all went broody. So now they're pretty much just ornamental. We're not breaking them with the broodiness, because it's much easier to have them in this state while we get our search for a place with a small yard, another project disrupted by the hurricane, back on track. It's been a New Year's tradition on the show to bring up the folk belief that the first visitor to your house in the new year will determine the state of your flock for the next 364 days, as well as the general zeitgeist of your life. And this has been somewhat accurate for me. For instance, my first visitor in 2009 was my partner, Jules. It was towards the beginning of our relationship, and that was the year we became chickeners together and got started with chickening with Sarama, the miniature breed that my listeners and people who see our chicken workshops in New York know so well. In 2010, my first visitor was my buddy and mentor, Sam Trayton, who I'd pretty much just met. And that was a year of adopting innovations and gaining wisdom, qualities Sam lives by. I started 2011 as the topic of an article in the Huffington Post, and that was my year of media attention, and when I first began my project of expanding my communications web. My first visitor in 2012 was Rob Ryan, a listener from East Montpelier. He didn't literally visit, but a package, the fruits of a collaborative project I was honored to be a part of, arrived in my mailbox the first day of the year. And just like Rob, 2012 was all about creativity, cultural curiosity, and knowing how to have a good time. It was also the year I finally made it up to visit Vermont, after nearly 4 years of wishy-washy, someday pledges. So we'll see what 2013 brings. The joke I've told on previous shows is that maybe it's best to fix the first visitor, depending on the kind of flock and year you'd like to have. But the unplanned visitors have been working so well, I'm starting to really believe in it and feel a little superstitious. I'm not sure it's such a good idea to fix it. I honestly see this year as a big one for many reasons. I resolved in the summer to observe with both more seriousness and more joy all the different New Year's calendars, starting with Rosh Hashanah. I blew a horn. My shofar hadn't arrived in the mail in time, so I used a trumpet that in my lips sounds even more bracing than many shofars. And I deeply contemplated the idea of repentance. I marked the Hijri New Year on my calendar and honored November 15th as best I could, that being the third day into my hurricane services gig. I chose my Roman calendar festivities more carefully than usual this year, and I'm currently researching what I'm going to do for the Chinese and Tibetan lunar years. There's a lot of options here in New York. So really, I've been honoring New Year's for about 5 months, between September 2012 and February 2013, Roman. Of course, I can't deny being heavily influenced by the Mayan calendar. I was upset with all the doomsday talk. First of all, because I deeply respect Mayan mathematics. And like many Mayan ancestors, I never bought into the catastrophic interpretations of their calendar turnover. But I'm also very uncomfortable with satires and mockeries of end-time beliefs. While I'm not personally an apocalypticist, I do think it's bad luck to make jokes about the end of the world, especially since I know that apocalypticism is a spectrum condition, and I'm keenly aware of all the articles in mainstream press that accuse those of us who take note of dwindling oil, water, and other resources, and are trying to form a reasonable response, painting us as crazy cargo cultists, or something like that. Now, I don't see the world as ending, although I think I'm aware as anyone of the potential for suffering on local and global scales due to the degradation of our material and cultural resources resulting from centuries of specialization, centralization, and cultural antagonism. But the trends I see just as clearly have to do with the redemocratization of everything. People reclaiming opportunities to grow their own food, play their own music, trade goods and services with others directly rather than through remote resellers, which means learning each other's languages and cultures rather than angling for dominance. But okay, I have to admit, it's kind of hard to say these days which direction we really are headed in. I guess we're at a crossroads. So I do think the world could use a new beginning right about now. So I'm going to believe everything that fits into the promising new start frame, and I'm hoping to form as big a consensus around that as possible. And what does that have to do with chickens? Well, everything. Chickens and eggs symbolize fertility in so many cultures, maybe all cultures, because as I often repeat, they till, groom, and fertilize gardens, while their reproductive activities can provide a considerable amount of food for their human domestic partners at the same time that they continue their own species' survival. You can't have a new beginning without that kind of alchemy. Please let me know your thoughts, suggestions, and questions with an email to bucky@buckybacaw.org. And don't forget, I want to get you on the show with a visit or a digital audio file exchange. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time.